This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Amari Allen and Trinette T. Nice Gresham work together at Ignite, a drop-in center for homeless youth on Chicago's South Side. They're peer educators, and that sometimes means young people feel more comfortable talking to them than case managers. Last month at StoryCorps, Amari and T. Nice talked about their childhoods and what it's like to take responsibility for their lives at a young age. Amari started with this question.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
I had my grandma and she was consistent, but I was always wondering, like, why is my mom not around? Where is my mom? What is she doing? I don't still understand what was in the streets that was more important than your kids. My grandma, she had me since I was a kid, but I always was felt like I was missing that love from my mama.
I was raised by my grandma as well. Like, my mom is an addict and father is just not in my life. It was really hard growing up as a child because you look around, you see everyone happy with their parents. And, like, when prom came around, you know, their parents go all out for them. And, like, my grandma, she did what she had to do for me. Like,
my grandma was real old school with the prom.
Real old
school.
You
have to find a $150 dress. Girl, who is finna find it? No.
So how is it being a mother, knowing that your mom wasn't present in your life?
Well, it makes me feel like I just want to love them more. Like, I feel like it's giving me this overprotecting love. Like, I don't never want to for them to feel that I'm not around or I'm not able to care for them. I talk to them a lot. I always let them know I'm always be here for you. I love you guys.
If you could give advice to a teenage version of yourself, what would it be?
Don't be in a rush to grow up. Like, I couldn't wait to turn 18 to just say, I'm grown, who are you talking to? I turned 18 and, you know, I was working at Soldier Field and whenever the events come, that's when I work. I can't work if they don't have an event. And my grandma wasn't understanding that. She just thought I was just around here just doing nothing. She threw me out, but I'm gonna say that was my most favorite memory because it taught me to grow up. Because I was so focused and dependent on her. So it was a good thing and a bad thing. I never forget it, I know that.
I've always said I was grown since I was like 16. I felt this way because...
You was probably on your own.
I was on my own. I don't have somebody to wake me up every morning with breakfast. You know, I gotta wake myself up, make myself breakfast, get myself ready to go. In high school, I had to really fend for myself. Going to these activities, being in plays and stuff, you see everyone around you have, like, their family bring them roses, balloons, and stuff. And I know so many times I bought myself those things. Like, because, you know, I don't...
You want to feel good, too.
Well, I wanted to feel good out there performing.
Get some support or whatever.
Right. And I would sometimes leave school or leave those events and by myself. Like, nobody to even pick me up from where we were at. I've learned that, like, it takes a lot more to be grown than just saying that you're grown.